This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We've been watching American soldiers train for a mission in Iraq. Last week, that training briefly stopped for a ceremony that amounted to a reminder of what's at stake. A U.S. Army sergeant began a roll call.
Sergeant Baden.
Here,
Sergeant. Sergeant Carter.
Including, for the final time, the name of a fallen soldier.
Sergeant Stevens. Sergeant First Class John Scott Stevens.
The soldier who didn't answer had been killed in Iraq. His memorial service came at Fort Riley, Kansas. That's where he trained to become an advisor to the Iraqi Army, training we will describe over the next 3 mornings. Sergeant Stevens' fellow soldiers filed out of the chapel and resumed training for that same mission.
Where's your CASAVAC vehicle?
Within an hour, an American major arrived in a mock Iraqi town where he advised a raid by fake Iraqi soldiers.
We've got 3 detainees, all 3 hurt. One with severe bleeding arterial. We got a tourniquet on him right now.
As imitation Iraqi villagers demanded through an interpreter to know what was going on.
Assalamu alaikum.
We heard a weapons shot. What happened?
Yes, Sadie is right over here. Unfortunately, we have to leave right now.
Major Jason Figueredo and his team of sergeants and junior officers will soon advise real Iraqi troops.
So we came together around January 8th. From all sectors of the Army, all different levels of experience.
They're the kind of junior leaders who form the heart of the Army. They were pulled out of their regular Army units by the thousands. Once in Iraq, they will not be trainers on some parade ground. They will live, work, and possibly fight alongside Iraqis.
We're all looking forward to it. I mean, this could be pretty much the greatest year of our life. Very few times in your life where you're thrown with 11 guys into such a overwhelming experience, but yet so important.
Important for this reason. Military officials do not regard the so-called surge of U.S. forces in Baghdad as a way to win the war by itself. They consider it a way to buy time, time for a political solution, or time to improve the economy, or time to build stronger Iraqi forces, which is where Americans like Major Figueredo come in.
How many of your soldiers going in with him?
It will be 2 of us again.
Actually, three.
We will follow your search team.
When Major Figueredo helps to plan an operation, he crowds up to a map table surrounded by Iraqi troops.
Where will your casualty collection point be?
Or actually surrounded by contractors who play Iraqis and who never speak English. Their commander talks with Major Figueredo through an Iraqi-American interpreter.
But please be careful about my soldiers.
Oh, please be careful about us.
The most important thing the transition teams will do here is learn to build relationships, work through interpreters, and understand the culture and the mindset of the Iraqi army that they're going to work with.
One man who plans the training is Major Sean McWilliams. He dealt with many Iraqis during 2 tours in the country.
I learned a lot of lessons the hard way from my interpreter on things that I did that were culturally stupid.
Such as?
Let's see. Iraqis sometimes, when they have good fortune, they'll sacrifice an animal and they'll put a bloody handprint on it. So here I am trying to be CSI cop, and there's bloody handprints all over the car. And I'm like, oh, arrest that guy. He's got bloody handprints all over the car. There must be a body in the trunk. And he's like, no, sir. That's just because he's celebrating his good fortune.
Major McWilliams stands outside a row of green tents on the Kansas grasslands. Fake Iraqi troops stand about with their rifles, smoking and spitting on the ground. When Americans meet real Iraqis, they may have to learn to tolerate divided loyalties or corruption, as we'll hear this week.
There are some guys who are better suited to this for others. We tell them that when you get to that point where you're frustrated, you know, step back because it's about that relationship. You don't want to burn that relationship.
The Americans' relationship with imitation Iraqis came under strain as part of that training raid. Over the radio, Major Figueredo heard that Iraqi troops wandered off to search houses across the street.
I don't know what their mission is, but they're moving through the houses on the north side of the road.
Over.
Roger, I've got visual. Maintain our...
And through an interpreter, the Iraqi commander says he wants to get out of there.
We want to retreat so we can go.
Afterward, the role players circle to review what worked. An observer controller, a sort of referee, asks a question that future military advisors might be asking themselves.
Now, sir, is this going to work like this in theater?
I don't know. You tell me.
This team of advisors soon leaves Kansas for Iraq. As they prepare, they're hearing from advisors who have just returned. And tomorrow and Wednesday, we will hear what some of those former advisors learned about the fight.